Scott, the hallways are buzzing here at NPR. What? Because everybody's upset about the in-character series. Who do you think that they should have covered?
I had quite a few suggestions. I thought sound and inventive suggestions, which I must say, routinely, were just smashed to the ground.
Rejected.
Yeah, absolutely. Rejected for, I think, the most nebulous and nefarious of reasons. I wanted to do a George Smiley.
Yes.
The Master Spy in John Le Carré's series. And I was told by the editorial authorities here, no, these are about American characters, and say what you will of George Smiley, he might be a great character, but he's English, which I thought was...
limiting.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, and American characters can learn so much from the English. That seems
language, huh? Mm-hmm. Beginning with language, right?
Stoicism, stiff upper lips.
Stoicism. I think the whole concept of canned foods was probably an invention of English culture, which was transported here.
Boiling and deep frying vegetables, these are all valuable things.
That absolutely would have been an important part of the George Smiley piece I did, but what can I say? It was treated, you know, dismissed as an errant little child, as I so frequently am around here. And then I wanted to do Barbie. I really wanted to do Barbie. Because, I'm a boy. Mm-hmm. Some people might choose to disagree, but I'm a boy. Certainly roundly considered that by my wife and children. And I wanted to do Barbie. Now, we've all grown up knowing Barbie, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought a male perspective would be good.
Absolutely.
For Barbie.
Well, and that seems to be the sort of gender stereotyping that I would not expect from NPR.
Exactly. Yeah. NPR, of all people, has an investment in railing against gender stereotypes. I think they were concerned... I think boys, maybe more than girls, mm-hmm. notice Barbie's build is perhaps the product of a male designer more than a female designer, would be my guess.
And apparently physiologically impossible.
Couldn't walk under those circumstances.
But never say
die. Yeah, right. Exactly. I think talented aerodynamic engineers have probably been working on Barbie for years, and I thought this was a point that needed to be made. Alas, it was felt here that this was definitely a point that should never hit our air. So I'm grateful for this opportunity to try and sneak it in through the back door. Then the other idea I had was for Thing, the hand that came out of the box in the Addams Family.
The most interesting character from that show.
I thought so. I really do think, in terms of character development, this is something where this was made for this series, because Thing was not just important as an individual character to himself. You remember he had sort of a deep voice, although it came up from the bottom of the box, but it was people responding to Thing was a kind of litmus test to their character, which is, I think, one of the tests of great character, right? How people respond.
Absolutely.
I thought Thing had all the ingredients of a great character, and then, alas, it was pointed out to me that he was just a hand. He wasn't even two hands, didn't have arms, didn't have legs, in fact, didn't have a head, didn't have a visible mouth. How could you refer to him as a character when, in fact, he was a thing?
That is typical NPR elitism, as far as I'm concerned.
I thought so, too. And on top of everything else, it is preventing millions, well, let's double it, so it would be hundreds of millions of hands in this country from identifying with a hand that arguably is one of the most famous hands since the hands that rocked the cradle or something like that.
Well, and in terms of how Americans, you know, learn valuable lessons, Thing had the ability to live and think and act outside the box. Both inside and outside the box.
My gosh. You see the kind of points that we could make? There it was inside the box, relegated to inside the box, and yet striving, churning, reaching ever upward.
That sounds very
lascivious. Thing was able to...
There was no limit to Thing's reach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Scott, thank you for sharing some of your pain.
My pleasure. Pleasure and pain, they're all mixed together, aren't they?